All right, there we go. All right, let's give ourselves a polite clap. Nice and quiet. I remember what you guys said in the last video. My intros are too loud. You guys need me to bring the volume down. So we're going to keep it copacetic. How you guys doing? My name is Hero. This is Coding with Strangers. And I want to talk about something. 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 Yeah. There's so much going on in the world of tech right now. I think a lot of people forget when's the appropriate time to really be invested in tech. And not from a job standpoint, but from a manufacturing standpoint. When these tech companies decide to go all in on a technology, it's going to require manpower. It's going to require laborers and movers, shakers, builders, the blue collar workers to align very much with the white collar workers. And this situation is happening right now. And we want to talk about where it's happening, who is happening to, and how can you benefit from this as much as everyone else is. So let's talk about my two favorite things together on the same day, stocks and tech. Google investing $1 billion to boost connectivity to Japan via subsea cable. All of this is $1 billion connectivity between the US and Japan through two new subsea cables the Alphabet-owned firm said on Wednesday. Small snippet right here. This cable, for what it's worth, to do this is going to be incredible. Running cables along the seafloor is actually a crazy idea. Google will invest $1 billion to improve digital connectivity between the U.S. and Japan through two new subsea cables, the Alphabet-owned Google firm said on Wednesday amid a visit by the Japanese Prime Minister to boost ties between the countries. We love to see this right here, right? A level of camaraderie that leads to money making. Those are the best type of unions. The two sea cables, Proa and Tahelia, I don't know if I'm saying that right, Talia, will improve connectivity between the U.S. and Japanese and multiple Pacific Island countries and territories, Google said in a blog post. Building on the U.S.-Australia Joint Funding Committee commitment for subsea cables last October, the United States and Japan plan to collaborate with like-minded partners to build trusted and more resilient networks, and intend to contribute funds to provide subsea cables in the Pacific region, a United States-Japanese joint statement said on Wednesday. So a big reason for this is the thing that we're quickly starting to find out about using frequency airways, radio waves, towers, whatever, it creates places where there are blind spots. If there are two towers here and they're not close enough, there's a gap and the people in the gap suffer. But these cables would allow little branches to then be able to sprout out where you could directly tap in to the source. And this would give Google an edge over other providers like AT&T who have to rely on Verizon and so on and so forth to have connectivity issues. It gives them the ability to be able to say, hey, look, we have our own source and we can have if you've ever been in a city or a place where they have Google Fiber, you know how great that place and economy is, right? We have infrastructure building on the Pacific Island. So if you're talking from this from a money perspective, they mentioned Australia, Japan, and America, and any Pacific Islands or territories involved with that. These construction companies are going to be bidding for these contracts. So utility companies that specialize in network data planning, drilling companies, and deep sea excavations are all going to be things that you should be looking into if you want to get a piece of this pie. Let's talk about another piece. Hey, yo. South Korea to invest $7 billion in AI in bid to retain edge in chips. Everyone's talking about the new what, you know, in the 40s or in the 60s, it was the automotive boom. Then we had the rush to the moon. Then we had the rush to make automation for vehicles and stuff like that. Semiconductors are key foundations of South Korea's export-driven economy. In March, chip exports reached their highest in 21 months, $11.7 billion, or nearly a fifth of the total exports shipped by Asia's fourth largest economy. Current competition in semiconductors is an industrial war, an all-out war between nations, Yuan told a meeting of policymakers and chip industry executives on Tuesday. The stock number that we need to keep in mind here, AI chips, such as artificial neural processing units. So exporting, implying that there's going to be an importing place. So dock warehouse workers are going to have a great year. Infrastructure for building bigger ports. There's a strong push, especially with this, with the tragic event that happened in Baltimore, this strong push for building out our ports and docks. That port that went down in Baltimore was the ninth biggest port in America. So this effort to build utilities and ports and existing things will be highly strong. Once again, construction, utilities, and government contracts will be going out. They'll be pushing it out the door in order to get people involved with this this stuff. It's truly impressive how they're going to try and get this. But it doesn't stop there, right? Because even America is trying to get back in it. BlackBerry gains a partnership with AMD for robotic system. BlackBerry, ticker symbol BB.TO. And you know what, Van? How is it they're not dead? But the reason why they're not dead is because they are forming partnerships. BlackBerry moved out of the phone competition and moved into the building the parts for phones. And they also control government. They control a lot of cellular devices and cellular communication for the government. BlackBerry shares jumped more than 7% Tuesday after Canadian company teamed up with Advanced Micro Devices, AMD. I own 7 shares of that, by the way, to roll out a platform that will enable better robotics capabilities for the industrial and healthcare industries. This is super important to me because a lot of this design systems that I use for oncology and patient charting, I do know and recognize they come from. Collaboration announced at the Embedded World Conference Nuremberg, Germany, will use BlackBerry ONX platform. BlackBerry US listed shares hit a nearly 3-month high before settling at $3. So they live off the taxpayers' dollars, which is crazy. But once again, these are all companies that are making major pushes right now to make sure that they have enough going on. We just talked about South Korea with their chip battle. Hey, yo, here goes Japan. Japan Japan's Kishida expects more U.S. chips, collaborations, and opportunities. So America doesn't have a lot of the resources to be able to get access to manufacturing of chips, so we have started partnering with other people. Now, this is twofold. A very political version of this is we're expanding and creating a unionship between Japan that will then bolster our presence in the area, also keeping China and probably protecting Taiwanese relationships in a positive light, right? Our presence brings a positive light to our allies. The not so pretty version of this is America wants to be able to say that they aren't the ones forcing labor camps to produce this shit, right? Like, I think that's a conversation a lot of people don't have. With the bringing of all this technology, the manual labor at the ground level is truly barbaric. Truly barbaric. But that's for another conversation for sure. Japanese Prime Minister Fumada Kishida said on Tuesday he saw opportunities for more collaborations with the United States and the next generation of computer chips. Kishida made the comment a day before the summit with the U.S. President Joe Biden. This will focus on boosting economic and defense ties, like I just mentioned, to offset China's growing might. So last but not least, and all of these, last but not least, just to close this all off, what are we doing in-house, right? In America. Right here down in Texas, the Bible Belt, down the Bible Belt between the crack of the ass of the country. U.S. to award Samsung up to $6.6 billion in chip subsidies for Texas expansion, sources say. Washington, April 8th, Reuters, the Biden administration plans to announce a sweltering more than $6 billion to South Korea's Samsung. I don't know what their ticker symbol is, but we can get that to next week to expand the chip output in Taylor, Texas. Drive through there whenever you... And so another random place you drive through from Houston. As it seeks to ramp up chip making in the U.S., two people familiar with the matter said the subsidy, which will be unveiled by the Commerce Department Secretary Gina Raimondo, will go towards construction of four facilities in Tyler, including 17 billion chip making plant that Samsung announced in 2021, another factory, and advanced packaging facilities and research and development centers, one of the sources said. So, like, when we talk about tech, like, and this is my thoughts on this, and we'll move on after this. This is my thoughts on this. When we talk about tech, a lot of people like to talk about the code. A lot of people want to talk about the CEOs, want to talk about the staffing, the hiring. But when we talk about tech, there's more than just writing code. This is all part of the tech sector. The tech sector has led to us easily a $7 billion push in the realm of in the first week of April, right? So it goes without saying that it's not enough for you just to be aware of the if statements and the else statements. You need to know who the blue collar workers are on the floor so that you can be more aware and properly invested. If you had told anyone to run the gambit on BlackBerry at the beginning of the month, they would have laughed you out of town. But if you had a little bit of insight, you would have been well prepared for this opportunity, especially because if you work in the tech sector, this is a conversation you could have been privy to. I think that's also called insider trading, but if it's made public, it's made public, right? It's not about who's going to move to Tyler, Texas to manufacture chips. They have a prison population, and this is the stuff that they don't talk about. They have a prison population that can do this for them. Tyler, you want to Google Tyler, Texas, and the nearest prison, and you got your answer. Whenever you have a question of who's going to go to this place to do the work, immigrants and prisoners, those are the people that are going to go to work. Oh, bro, yeah. Hey, you know, I don't shy away from it, but yeah, that's just me. This is my perspective on it. I'd appreciate it if you guys could give me some insight into things that you're probably watching in the stock market. What advantages do you get to make money because of your experience and closeness to tech? Let me know how you're using it to your advantage. The first person to write something nice in the comment section of this video, I'll personally thank them. I love your faces. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys tomorrow.